Rowan, good to have you back in our airwaves talking a little University of St. Mary's tennis. You're a sophomore now, your sophomore season. You realize you're almost halfway home. You realize that?
Yes, yeah, it's going by fast.
And St. Mary's, University of St. Mary's, really, you had a great freshman season and your sophomore year as far as, you know, juggling tennis and now, you know, your studies and everything. Everything's going well in your sophomore year?
Yep, everything's going good, yeah.
Glad to hear it. Now, let's talk about the start of the spring season. Kind of kick things off here in the month in February and in the month of March. And what about this squad this year? Did you have some new teammates? Or I take it you probably had some familiar ones that returned back for another season this year, didn't they?
Yeah, we had no new teammates on the girls' side. We had our one singles loss or leave. So everyone kind of moved up. But we didn't have any new people join for this season. Yeah, some girls have stepped up and played the one and then two, three, and everyone's done pretty well so far.
That's terrific. You're still kind of young in the spring season. I mean, you go through that the month of March, April, and gosh, pretty much the end of April is when it's the conference tournament. That's when it's pretty much said and done, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
So a lot of tennis to be played. How about your spring season? You're playing, I think, four singles and two doubles. Talk about that singles first. How do you think your singles play is doing?
It's doing pretty good. It's improved since last year, so that's nice. We've only had, like I said, one conference match, but kind of like our preseason matches. They were good. There was some learning, and our coaches really focused on cross courts and deep shots, and that's helped and reflected in our matches. So
what was the one thing from your freshman season to your sophomore season you felt you had to get, maybe playing singles? I got to get better at what to improve my game a little bit more?
Definitely consistency in the deep shots. Mm-hmm. The deep shots are helpful in college play.
So you feel like, no question, you've worked at it. It takes a lot of practice time getting it done, and you've definitely got a lot better at it.
Yes. Yep.
Now you're in doubles play as well, number two doubles, if I'm not mistaken. How's your doubles teams looking this year so far?
They're doing pretty good. My doubles partner and I, we have lost one of our doubles, and so we've done pretty well up to this point, and our one doubles is good too. Really, all doubles teams. We work at it a lot in practice, and it's fun. We all like each other, so that makes it easier.
So, is this a new partner from last year, or the same one?
Yep, it's a new one. I played with our one last year, and so my doubles partner is Munse. Her name is Munse this year.
Mm-hmm. So it takes a little time. As you well know, in high school ranks, it takes time to gel, and I'm sure the college ranks as well. Working with a new partner, it takes a little time sometimes.
Yeah, it is taking some time. It's nice that she played last year. She's a cross-country runner, so her first couple years of college, she didn't even play tennis. She just picked it up again last year. But she's improved a lot, and she's improved a lot in doubles, so that's nice, and it's fun to play with her, so I enjoy it.
I think you've always liked doubles more than singles. Am I right on that?
I have always liked doubles more than singles, yes.
But you realize they needed it in high school to play singles, and then same thing college. You know, you gotta play both.
Yeah. Yep.
I do believe you've got, correct me if I'm wrong, twin sisters from the Bronx, New York. Is that right?
Yeah. Mia. Her name's Mia. She plays our one singles.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So just the one sister, huh?
No, they're cousins.
They're cousins. Yep. Wow. You look at their website, they're both juniors. They're both from the same high school. They're both from the same city. You would think, well, gosh, they got to be twins. No, they're cousins. How about that?
Yeah, they're cousins. Yep. Yeah. They're originally from the Dominican Republic, and then they moved to New York, mm-hmm. and then their family now lives in Texas. So they've kind of lived all over the place. They're fun. They're fun to play with, too.
I'm sure you've got a chance to know all these young ladies a little bit more. Gosh, you're from the Midwest. You've got a young lady, a graduate student from Washington, the Bronx, New York. You've got another graduate student from Mexico. So you get a chance to learn all about these different cultures, don't you, from these girls?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's a fun time. And, I really enjoy it.
You've got some big matches coming up, I see, at Ottawa. You've got home matches with friends, Oklahoma Wesleyan. I take it those are going to be some tough matches, tough teams coming up for you?
Yeah, Ottawa will be tough. We lost to Ottawa in our conference championships last year, but they were close matches, so it should be good. And then I haven't looked too much into Friends, but they should all be good. Oklahoma Wesleyan's good, so they should be some good matches.
What's the best team on your spring schedule? Have you already played them, or is the best team still to come?
The best team still to come. I'm not sure. Oklahoma Wesleyan will be good for sure. And then I don't know about Ottawa. And Kansas Wesleyan will, of course, be good too.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end, of course, we get into April, the KCAC Men's Women's Championship. So men's tennis is going on the same time as the women's play, huh?
Yep. Yeah, we have pretty much the same schedule. They might have a match here and we don't, or the other way around. But yeah, we travel together and we play the same schools. And yeah.
Men's team having a pretty good spring so far?
Yeah, they have. I think, yeah, they won on Monday, and they have a deep team. They have a lot of players, and a lot of them are good. There's three Germans on the men's team, so they're always yelling in German across the court, so it's funny. It's a fun time. But
have you gotten to know what they say now after hearing them a couple of thousand times during, or do you guys practice?
Yep, we all practice together, but I have no clue. It all sounds like gibberish to me. I can't pick it up.
That's funny. So I was just going to ask you, court time. So everybody, all the tennis right there, you got enough courts to get everybody in?
Yeah. Right now we've been practicing a lot in indoors, and we'll get maybe like six courts at most, if not like four or five. And then our courts that we practice on, usually there's six of them. So we kind of split it up. The girls' team, there's only seven of us, so we usually only need two courts, and then the guys take four. So, but yeah, we manage. We make it work. So,
tennis going well. I take it your studies, academics, everything going well in that area as well?
Yep, everything's good. Yeah, I'm enjoying my classes, and my grades are good, so it's all good.
Yeah. We're going to get to the end of the school year in summertime, Rowan. Well, before you know it, what's your plans? You going to stay there the summer? You going to come back here at good old Southwest Nebraska?
I'm actually staying in Missouri. I'm working at a camp this summer. Oh. So, yeah, I'll be away.
Cool. Is that like a teammates or a former coach, or how'd you get involved with that?
It's the school has a connection to it, so just kind of they look for workers, and it's by the Lake of the Ozarks, so it'll be a fun experience and something to put on my resume and all that, so it'll be a good time.
Plus, I haven't been down in that area for a long time, but I think it's beautiful down there, if I'm not mistaken.
It is very pretty. Yeah. Yep, it is very beautiful.
Yeah. I have a feeling Mom and Dad might be making a vacation down toward that way, probably just A, to see you, and B, to soak up all the other, you know, beautiful sights. Would I be mistaken on that?
Yes, they probably would. Yep.
And finally, Rowan, a chance for you right now is somebody's special birthday is today that you know very, very well.
Yes, it is my mom's birthday. Yes.
Have you had a chance to call her or text her and tell her happy birthday today?
I have texted her. I'm going to call her here when she has a break.
Maybe last year, that freshman year, maybe a little homesick, but is that completely out now in your sophomore year? You got over that? You still miss home. Everybody misses home when you're in college and everything. Yeah. But are you cool? Everything kind of bats behind you now?
I feel like I almost maybe missed home more this year than I did my freshman year, not going to lie.
Okay.
But I definitely miss home. I miss my parents. Yep, and my sister.
I'm sure.
And my brother.
Okay, don't forget little brother. Trev's going to be
brother.
If he's going to be upset if he hears this.
I miss him a lot. Yes.
You got to make fun for him now.
I saw him. They just came and watched last weekend, so it was good to see them.
Well, that was cool. You bet. And I'm going to be talking to Rosalind here right around the corner. They got spring break trip right now. I'm going to talk to her later. And I know you probably try to keep tabs on her, and she keeps tabs on you and your sports as much as you can.
Yeah, we definitely do. Yep.